You were holding Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph on top. Okay, and this last Gemara was that Omer Rebbe Loza, Omer Rebbe Ishiya, that Mitame Mikdash Osher, somebody that was Tame, went into the base of Mikdash, B'shaygei, says, Chai B'Korban Eilu V'Yerit. Meaning to say, if he could afford it, he's rich, he has to bring a Korban, a Behemah, if not, he has to bring Oifais, if not, he can bring a Mincha. So that point, at the time when he went in, he was an Osher, he was rich. Sheif Rishkan, he set aside birds, l'kif shosai. Rashi says, klayma means, b'mokim kif shosai. She writes a lack of korbanani. Instead of bringing the korban that he was supposed to, instead of bringing a behemoth, he set aside money to buy a knife. Or he set aside the yifas, the pair of yifas he set aside. So, now the Gemara says, that v'heni, and then later, b'shas, he actually brings the korban. He became poor. So, Allah Chariz, the blessed holds, hoyo v'nitcha yitcha. Since at the time when he was makdish, these oifis, it was not fit to be brought, because at that time he was an usher, at that time he was supposed to bring a behemoth, not a knife, so it was nitche, wasn't fit to be used, it can't be chal gdusha saguf on it. So later, when he becomes a nani, still he cannot use it anymore, that's called hal v'nitche yitche. And Rashi says, because b'shor she'efrish shalo ha'yiru lak riva wasn't fit to be brought, the rabbi shilatam, Rashi goes grunt his tam, the yomala kamon, that Tom and Mikdash Oshiv Hebi Korban Oshiv Le Yotzer. Skits, this was Reb Lez Om Reb Oishio. So according to this time, you're not Yotzer at all with this Korban Oni at that time. Therefore, it's Nitcher, Choyva Nitcher Yitcher. Om Reb Huna Bered Reb Yeshua, Shmamin, from here we hear, class three halachas. Shmamin, the first was a proof from over here to say that the Baal HaChayim Nidochim, that even though these Oifus are still alive, and true, it's not fit when you first mark the shit, but later, when the person becomes an oni, now that it's fit, why can't you use it? It's still alive. So you have a proof that even though the animal, the bird, is still alive, still we say the svar of nidochim, which is a machlokes. Some say it's only lachamisa liachashchiti. You say nidochim, not when it's still alive. But therefore, Oishia, we see even though it's balachayim, still it's nidochim. Secondly, we hear kedushas domim nidcha. Even though in your first makdish tisayif, it was not fit to be brought for korban, because at that time you were an usher, has no din akrovam. So it's only chal upon the kedushas damim on it. Still, it's nitcha that you cannot use it later. Even the lady would want to use it for the korban, it's nitcha, even though it's only kaddish, the kedushas damim. And thirdly, v'dichu mikori havidichi, like in your first makdish, this lechetchila never was fit for korban. So I would have thought to say, some shita told, when do we say nitcha, if it was once fit for korban, it had this kedushas aguf, had kedushas akrova, and then something happened to it, pushed away, so then you can't use it again. But here, lechatchila never had a kedushas akrover on it. So maybe later, when he becomes an oni, now it's fit to be brought for carbon. He could bring it. Kamash Balan still now. Hayel v'nitche mikar at the beginning. It was nitche. It remains nitche. You can't use it anymore. Mosiv Rav Ukva Bachoma. Rav Ukva Bachoma asks a question like this. It says alochon tosefton tmurom that hamafresh nekeva lepischoi. Somebody was mafresh nekeva for his carbon pesach. And the locker is a korban pesach can only come from a zohar and not from an akeva. So it's not chalak duchas akrover on it. It's only like chalak duchas damam on it. And it happened kaitim a pesach, and the Rashi is korban pesach davdavchem. The locker is tiro, you have to let it pasture in the fields after it's disturbed until it becomes a balmum. For tomorrow when you sell it, for yavi b'demea pesach. And with its money you buy a korban pesach. But it itself cannot be used because it itself is not fit as an akeva. So mashman has kedusha on it. So you have to wait till it becomes a balmum and poider it, and then with the money, you'll buy a regular korban pesach. What's going to be, though, yolda zocher? Let's say this nekeva gives birth to a zocher. Still, yiroachi stoi v'yamachar v'yopi b'dam of pesach. So Tana Kama says, since it comes from a kedusha d'chuya, since his mother was not fit to be brought for korban, who within this kid also cannot be brought for korban. And therefore, the same halacha, this zocher, this kid, even though it's a zocher, cannot be brought for the korban pesach, but rather, you have to sell it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, who acts my Yakov Pesach. It itself could be brought for Korban Pesach. So, what do we see from Rabbi Shimon? So, Shema Mino, we hear from Shimon that Baal Echaim and a Nidochim, a Baal Echaim is not Nidochim. Rashi says, Shema Mino, with Rabbi Shimon, that Baal Echaim and a Nidochim. But even though this Vlad came out of its mother, which was Mekdusha Dechuya, even though the mother cannot be brought for Korban, but now when you have the Vlad here, its Kedusha could be Chal, a Kedusha Saguf, to be brought for Korban Pesach, so it's like a Chal. So we see from Shimon, they did not, he does not hold that Baal HaChayim Anidochim. So That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what Rav Lukva Bar Chama asked the kasha back to Rabbi Shia. And this the Gemara says, Amri Devar Rabbi Shia, Rashi enters back and says, Ki Amrinon Lirabbonin. When did I say my halacha according to the Rabbonin of Rabbi Shimon? That they tackled even this Vlad cannot be brought for the Korban Pesach. Because the Baal Chai is Nidochim. Brenachanami, the Rabbi Shimon, Sirulei, Baal Chai Nen Nidochim. I'm not talking about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon himself, like he tackles, Baal Chai is not Nidochim. I was going only in the Rabbonin Shita that they hold Baal Chai are not, are Nidochim. Now we have the Gius in the Gemara of Ahagrola Einem Akefis. The Shita takes this out. Let's do with the next Gemara that on Yom Kippur, when you bring the Shnei Seirim, so we are covered with the girl, with a lottery, like we pick out which one should be Lashem, which one should be Lazozel. So the Gemara we hear says, like, roll is not makev, you don't have to use a girl. The Tanya will learn like this, after they chose already the two Shnei Seirim, one to be Lashem and one to be Lazozel, now one of the two die. But says Allah, maybe Chaver Shloi Bagrola, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, let it just take another Sawyer and be makdashit for whichever one died, even though the second one you do not take with Agrola, with a girl. So you see, Almo, Kesava, first we hear that Agrola is not makiv, and also we see Kesava, Balachai, Mena Nidochim, that a Balachai is not Nidochim we see here. Because even though one of the two died, so the other one cannot be used, you cannot use unless you have two of them. Still we say, the one that's alive, it's not Nidochim later, when you get a second one, it could be used. So you see, if Shimon holds, Balachai, Mena Nidochim. And also we have Rolein Makevus. If Shimon holds, the girl by Yom Kippur is not marked. You can bring a second one even without a girl. So good. So it's not a theory. It's like a little raya that if Shimon we see again, he holds if Shimon she three is Bali Chaim or Einu Nidochim. Now the Gemara says Amar Rav Chizda that Ein Hakinim Misparshois Ela Ibul Akichas Bailim Oy Biasias Koyin. Hakinim means when you buy a pair of birds. That somebody has to bring, let's say, Yoledis. There has to be one for Neila, one for Nchatis. So she buys the birds together, two birds. Now, when is it Misparshas that we know clearly which one is Lechatis, which one is Loila? So Chizda says, Ila Vilekichas Bailim. When you first buy the two birds, then the Bailim could say, this one is for the Chatis, this for the Oil, it's Chal. Oy Biasi is claim. But in between that, only either at the beginning when you buy the two birds, or else later at the end when the Kohen brings it for that Korban, when the Kohen brings it for the Korban, then when he takes one for the Oila, one for the Chatis, it becomes Oila and Chatis. Omer Rav Sim Barashi, my time with Rav Chizda, what's the reason of Rav Chizda? The Chizda, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, V'lokach Toshtei Sorim, says you should take them, the two birds. Then it says also, V'yosah HaKohen, so V'darshin Oy B'lekichas Bailim, either when the time of the Bailim buys the two birds, he could be kaveir then, which one is the chatas, which one is the oila? Oy biasiyas a kain, or else when the kain does the avoido, when he brings them. Meisvei, I have a question. It says we are so chatas, that by Yom Kippur, when we have the two gerolas, it says we are so chatas. So we hold ha gerol oisa chatas, v'yein ha-shem oisa chatas. Now what can make them into which one's la zoza, which one's la shem, only the gerol? You have to put the two names into a box, then you pick out which one's Lashem, which one's Lazozo. But with a shame, just if the Kohen wants to be Kaveh and say, this soy should be Lashem, this one should be Lazozo, he cannot do it. V'yein Hashem, the Kvi Hashem, or Sechatis. Who are then V'yein Kohen or Sechatis? It means even B'Shaz, he does the Avodah, it's not enough for him to be Kaveh or Chatis. But it has to dafka be through a Goyrel. Because otherwise, without the special Gzeres HaKosov of Yasor Chatis, I see Yochel, I would have thought to say, V'aloi dinu, it says a lot like this, it's a svara, V'aloi dinu. V'ma b'mokim shlo kiddish ha-girl, kiddish ha-shem, by all other kabbonis, where there's no parash of a girl. There is a kiddish ha-shem, means any time the Baal wants to make a kodesh, he can make a kodesh for his korban, is mokim shi kiddish ha-girl by Yom Kippur, where the girl also works, much as less of a kaveya, still the girl, the lottery could work to make it which one's Lashem, which one's Lazozel. Is Ein Adin, isn't this a sword to say Shikadash Hashem? That it shouldn't make a Kedushas Hashem. So that's the Kavu Chayma. On this time learn, the Pasuk says, no, we are so Chatis that Hagurul or say Chatis, V'yein Hashem or say Chatis. That's what this Bryce says. So Mer says, Ketani, what did we learn over here? That Shem Dumi the Gurul. That the Shem works the same way the Gurul works. Ma Gurul, just like by the Gurul. Just like with the girl, which soy is Lashem, which one's Lazozil. Love Davka the time when you buy it, and not later, Bishas the Asiya, but in between. And here it's Mash, what a Kabachem, the Gemara wanted to say, that the Shem also does the same thing. His Af HaShem is when the Kohen or the Baalim wants to be Kaveh, give it a Shem for its Korbin, Nami. Lav Balakicha, Lav the Asiya, does not have to be Davka Bishas the Kicha, Bishas the Asiya. Anytime it's good. So the Chur, it's a Kashang of Chizda. Zvora says no. Omar Rav, or some say Omar Rovo, Hochikom, this is what the Brisa meant to say. Oma b'mokim shle kiddush ha-gerul, b'lekichas b'ilim, u'v'asiyas koyin, that the gerul does not work, not b'shas yibayit, and not b'shas, the koyin brings it. Kiddush ha-shem, the maestro of the kiddush ha-shem works, I b'lekichas b'ilim, u'v'asiyas koyin, that kiddush ha-shem works only during these two times, if so can, she kiddush ha-gerul, shle b'lekichas, shle b'asiyam, havia by the shnei sirim by Yom Kippur, that the girl is mekadeshit lav davka not at the time of lekicha and not at the time of the asiya. His ain adin isn't this a svara to say she kadesh Hashem that who adin the kohen can also make it kadesh lazoz lekadesh Hashem. Ibe lekicha either when they first buy it, ibe asiya. That's shown the brayta, but a vadik can only be chal either b'shas lekicha or else b'shas asiya. And this talmudim, no, the pasuk says v'yasol chatis. That Hagurul is Seychatis, Vein Hashem is Seychatis, that by Yom Kippur it's only the Gurul that could be Kaveirit, and not the Kriyas Hashem. Mates, we have a question like this. It says, Metame Mikdash Oni, a person that was Tommy went into the base of Mikdash, she was Chayiv is Korbin, and he was an Oni at that time. So, Shehifrish Moyes Lakinoi, he set aside money for the birds, but for Yukudinoi, all he has to bring is just two birds for his Korbin. The Hesher, the lady became rich, and the Yachakach later Omri says, "Elo lechatosi, the elo loylosi." Then lady first says that this bird should be for the chat, this one should be for the oilo. So locker is moisif umevi chayvosi mitmechatosi. That the one that is set aside for chatis, so that the money that is set aside for chatis, that money now he could just add on to it, add on more money. Because now that he's an usher, he has to bring a korban of Ehima, and he adds on to that money l'mei chatosai. But v'yein meis of v'mevi midmei alosai. But the money that is set aside for the korban erla, that he cannot be meis of on the money. So mashmado that what happened here? This person was money, and he set aside his money to buy a birds. And later he was kaveh, and he said this one should be the chatos, one should be the alosai. And it's like a chal, that the one he set for schatis is for the chatis, the one he set for zoyl is for neilo. I have och over here. To lek a loy lekicha v'lo yasir, there's no lekicha, no asir over here. But what Tanya still says, maybe chavosim with mei chatosim, that he can only add on to the money from the one he set aside for schatis, for loy midmei alosim, not from the money that he set aside for skarban neilo. You see, tak, it's being kaveh, a kriya shame-like, on this money, which one is loyal, which one is the chatis, even though it's not Peshas Lekicha, not Peshas Asiya. So we're into his Omer, Rosh Hashanah, he answers back, O Mistavra Masnisa Metakno, do you think that you answer the Bryce so well? He, Tiktoni says anyway in the verse, says, Vehesher became rich. V'yachakach Omer, then he said, I've Omer, Ablaz Omer Voshia, Metama Mikdash Osher. The person was rich. Shevi Korbanoni, the first was set aside of Korbanoni, is Lo Yotze, is not Yotze. So I could say over here, like how could he say, V'yomer over here to be kaveirit for the chattis and for the oilo, the chorot should not be chal a chattis on it. Because since right now he became rich, so he's not yotze with the chayvis of birds. So the chorot shouldn't be a korban altogether. Elo, mayas lachomein, what do you have to say over here? Elo, mayas lachomein, though, shekla omar, that he said already before, mishas ani yotze, when he was still poor. When this person was still poor, and at that time he had a chayv to bring the two birds, at that time he said this should be the oilah and the bishah the chattis. And so once anyway you have to change around this brisa, I'll tell you, hochinami, you could also put the brisa in me to say like this. Shekvar omar mishas hafrashosai. I tell you, the person already said mishas, he was mafresh the money, that's like the kicha, at that time he said that this money should be for the oilah, this should be for the chattis. That's why it was chal, the kviyas hashem. But in between, like Rav Chita says, it could be enough michal. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rabbi Chaga, according to Rabbi Chaga, Amr Rabbeisha, name of Rabbeisha, the Yom that he says, Yotza, that he learns no, that an Asher would be Yotza with the carbon of an Ani. Yeso, Michael Meima, what can you say? Tani, you have to learn Yakakach Loka, then he bought it. Shanaham, according to him, you don't have to change around the Girsa. He learns even though that you are poor, and then you set aside a carbon, you set aside, even though Lady became rich, and you had the first carbon of an Ani, you would be Yotza. So according to him, you don't have a change around the gears to the Brisa. So your soul be kasher on the Chizda. So what's the Nechanami? The answer to the Chizda have to say, anyway, you have to change the gears and say to me, V'yachakach lokach. The lady went and bought it. So B'shas, he bought the birds. That's called B'shas Lekicha. Then he could be Mafra. Just say clearly, this should be L'Losi, this should be L'Chatosi. Yachakach lokach B'yomi. He bought it and then he said, Mesa, the question is this. It says, Mitzora Oni. A mitzvah that was poor, shevi carbon asher. Instead of bringing the carbon of an oni, he brought a carbon of an asher. Zloch was yotza, still is yotza. Instead of bringing the birds, he brought behemoth his yotza. What's going to be the opposite way? A mitzvah asher, shevi carbon asher. He brought the birds instead. Is lo yotza? Is not yotza? Is tiyufto the Rab Chagai? Am Rab Yosha? What's a kashen of Chagai? Am Rab Yosha? That he said here that b'mtam mikdash, even though the asher brings of a carbon of an asher of an oni, he's yotza. Nirt says clearly by a mitzvah is not yotza. So Marin says no, Omloch, he could answer back and say, Shani Gabi mitzvah. By a carbon of a mitzvah it's different. The Miyat Rachmon of Torah says clearly special to him, Zeist, as if to say, this is the halachis, that the Afghan Oni could bring a carbon Oni and not an Asher. For the Mihochi, if so, then the opposite way also. Then Afilu mitzvah Oni, if the Torah was an Oni. Nami, Shevi carbon Asher brings a carbon Asher, Asher should be lo yotza. Should not be yotza? Was that the word Zeus? Versus Laya, like let's see, Ahadre Krod, maybe Laya means you really should be right, but Ahadre Krod, the Pasuk puts it back and says no, as the Reba Krod says, Tairas. It says the word Tairas, that Mashmitz Marba, that a Mitzvah could bring another type of a carbon. That means an Oni could bring a carbon Osher. For Atanya, I'll bring a proof for Raya ben Chusam, that Tairas of the Rabbis Mitzvah Oni, Shavi, carbon Osher, Yotzam. Even though the Mitzvah was an Oni, if it brings a carbon Asher, it would be Yotza. Is Yotza. Yochai, I would have thought to say, Afilu Asher, Shehevi carbon Oni Yotza, the opposite way Yotza, where he was an Asher when he brought a carbon Oni, maybe Yotza. Tamalema, this is the person that says no. Tamalema says Zeis. Only this way, not the can't change around. If so, Belil for Minei, Chorotz Kash, learn out from over here then. The Rashi would say, let's learn out, just like by carbon Mitzvah. That if an Osher brings a carbon oni, he's not Yotza. The same thing by Metam Migdash also. If an Osher Nami brings a carbon oni, he's not Yotza. So what's Rav from Chag, Am Rav Ishiya, why are you Yotza? Learn out Tumas Migdash from Mitzvah. For the Marvin Elif Minei, was a no, on the Court of Pasuk says, V'yimdal hu, V'yen Yodoy Maseges, is Mitzvah hu the Osher Shevi carbon oni, hu do lo Yotza? It's a Loshen V'yimdal hu, Amiya tu, Mashmioni over here, by a Mitzvah, is it possible for an Osher to bring a carbon Oni? Ava Metam Migdash is Osher Shevi carbon Oni is Taki Yotza. That's what Chag is a Loch Yod, that if by a Metam Migdash, where you were Tommy, went to the base Midrash, had the carbon a little bit Yared, even though you're rich, if you bring the birds, you would be Yotza Yechayv. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon and Roshimon says, that Kvosim Koit Minasizim, the Torah, it says the word Kvosim lambs, it says before goats, b'chol mokum. The Torah always says kevis, then it says the word isim. So Yochel, I would have thought to say mifnei shehem of chorim, mehem, maybe because the pshat is that really the really lambs is a better, it's a better choice to bring, and therefore let's say by carbon chatish you can bring with shevo either one you want, either kevis or isim. There's a gedima to bring kvosim first. On this note, Tam Lema Pasuk says also v'yim kevis yovi kabonoi lechatis. That v'yim kevis mashma only if you bring it. In other words, here it says in the pasuk before this izim. So here it says the word izim first, and then it says v'yim kevis yovi kavon lechatis. Is malam? It comes to teach us really that shneim shkulim, they're both equal. You have your choice either to bring a kevis or an eiz mamish. They're both equal. Now toirin koydmin lebenei yoin. Also, in the Torah it says toirim, then it says bnei yoina. Right, these toirim, these turtle doves, they call it. It says before bnei yoina, before the pigeons. So Yochai would have thought the same of nei shem of chor. Maybe they're better. Talmud, Minayin Mehem Talmud. The Pasuk says no, Yoina Oitor, it says the word for Ket, Yoina first, Lechatis. Is Mlamah come to teach us, Sheshneim Shkum, they're both equal. Either one you take is equal. Ha'av Koidim Liyim. Torah says, Kibbut Azayim says the father first and the mother. V'chomokam. Yochel, I would have thought the same of Nesha, Kibbut Av, Koidim Akibreim, that maybe the son has a bigger chiyuv to mechaber his father more than his mother. On this note, Talmud, the Pasuk says, Ish imay v'yovev tiro, it says you're supposed to fear your mother first, it says. Malam comes to teach us, Sheshneim Shkulim, they're both equal, that the same chiyuv you have to be mechaber or to have yira from your father, the exact same chiyuv applies to your mother also. That Sheshneim Shkulim. Avulam Rechom, the Chom said like this, what's going to be, Avulchomim, Ha'av Koidim Liyem, V'chomokim Efnei Shu V'imoy, Chayovim B'chvoid Oviv. But the Chom say though, that Lamai saw that if your mother tells you to do something, and at the same time your father tells you to do something, really you have to listen to your father first. For there's no swara to say that since your mother is also Meshubah to listen to your father, therefore since both your mother and you have to listen to your father, therefore your father comes first. But it is only a situation where at the same time the father tells you to do something, then the mother tells you to do something. Then you have to listen to the father first. But separately, avada the same mitzvah you have to mechabed your father, you have to mechabed your mother also. The other Mishnah says, V'chein v'talmud Torah, same thing applies to Talmud Torah, that there was a mitzvah to say with Talmud Torah, that im zocho ha-ben lefnei harav, let's say the den has a Rebbe muvut, he learned rov tamidu mimenu. So, koidim esav, he has to give cover to his Rebbe first before he gives to his father b'chom okum. And what's the reason? B'vnei shu v'yoviv chayovim b'chvoid rabbi. Because in a case where your father, let's say, is not a Talmud Chacham, so your father also has the chiyuv to give cover to the Talmud Chacham. Therefore, since you and your father both have the chiyuv to give cover to the Talmud Chacham, therefore you have to give cover to your Rebbe first before to your father. Let's say your father is also Talmud Chacham, then you have to give cover to your father first before your Rebbe, but then your father has two marlis, that is your father and a Talmud Chacham. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, run like this. Dalet Svochois Tzovcho Ezra. Like four cries, the Beis Hamikdash itself, at the Ezra, the Beis Hamikdash itself cried out. Tzovcho Achas, the first cry was, Hoitziu Mikan Ben Eli, take out of my Beis Hamikdash, like the Beis Hamikdash itself couldn't take it. Take out Ben Eli, Chofni Pinchis, Shetimu Es HaHechel, they're being Matam of the Hechel, they're doing the wrong type of avoid is there, so the Beis Hamikdash couldn't take, like it says, take him out. Tzav Choshniyah, the second cry was, Pishu Shorm, open up your gates, V'yikoneis Yoichanon ben Nedvoi. Let him come into the Beis Hamikdash. Talmido Shopin Koi. He was a Talmud of Pinkoi. And V'yamale Kriso Mikotche Shemayim. Let him eat like from the Kotche Shemayim. And Omru al ben Nedvoi was set upon him. He was set upon ben Nedvoi, Yoichanon ben Nedvoi, Shoy Oichal Arbo So. Gozolos used to eat four saws of amish of young chickens of gozolos, the kinuach sud just for dessert. Rashi says, liaka sud osoi. I think Rashi and Pesachim said the trouble was a shvach upon him that he used to have so many guests over his house that he was referring to so many people, that's how much he served there. It was like a shvach, he was such a big machnes erich. Omru was said, kol yomov, kolzman, he was alive like, there was never any nicer, because he used to make sure all the meat was eaten up. The third cry that Beis Hamikdash gave out was, Sushar Moshechem, or open up, lift open the gates, V'yikonas Elishama ben Pichoy, let him come into the Beis Hamikdash. Talmidoi Shel Pinchas, he was a Talmud of Pinchas. V'yishamish Mekun Gedol, let him be the Kohen Gadol. Tzavach Revius, the fourth cry was, Pishu Shom, open up the gates, Voitziyu, and take out Yisocha, Yisocha Rish Kfar, Kfar Bakoi, take him out. Mashmi, he was not a tzaddik, he was bad. She Mechabit Atzmoi Mavaza Kotche Shemaim, he was Mechabit himself, but he was Mavaza Kotche Shemaim, it wasn't right, it wasn't the way to do the Avodah, the Beis Hamikdash. Maho Yovid, what did he used to do? Ho Yikorech Shiroya Yodeh, he would wrap around silk around his hands. Like put on gloves for Yovid Avoida, he would do the Avoida then, so his hands should not get dirty from the fat or from the meat or from the blood. And that's possible. That's a chatzitza. Adin is declaring that after touching with his hands, he can't have a glove. So he was mevazel the kotcher shemayim because of his own covet. So where it says, my falcon, what was the end of him? What happened to him? How was he thrown out? It says like this, that Yanai Malko Mahusa, Hevi Yasrin, the king and the queen Yanai and Malko were sitting together. Malko Omar Kediya Yehei, that the Malko, that the king was saying, Yanai was saying, it's better to serve Gedi, serve kid meat, that's better. Omar Husa, his wife was saying, the queen was saying, Omro Imri Yehei, it's better to have goats. Goats are better than kids. So the Shiloh, what's better? What meat is better? That the king was saying goat meat, and she was saying no lamb meat. Lambs are better. It's better to take men's who are meat from Kvosim. Machusam Imra, a keves, a lamb. Omer said like this. They set up. They said Nishiloh Lisocha Ish Kvar Bakoi. Let's ask him why the Kohen Gadol. Who is the Kohen Gadol? He was the Kohen Gadol at that time. The Kim like Kedera Shiloh, and he'll know like how to cook up the meat. Because he brings kabonis, so maybe he should know about the different meat, which one is better. Omalei, so he said like this, he answered back like a little chutzpah, he said back to them, Igdiya Yehei, if you want to tell me that goat meat is better, Yisalak Letamidei, how come we don't use it then for the korban atam, and how come the korban atam was always brought from the kfosim, from lambs? His Bahat of the Yom, at the time when he said it, Achabiyot, like showed, picked up his hands. It looks like a little bit to like be mevazel with gatzas ruach against the king. Is Amalon Malchus, the king said, "Hoil v'yachve v'yodis." Since you picked up your hand, like to wave your hand against us, is koitzel v'yodid yemina, cut off, chop off his right hand. What happened was Yisisacha as Yoyiv Shechti, he paid bribe, he gave some money. He could certainly yodid smell. They only chopped off his left hand. His Shama Malchus letter, the king heard about this. Amri said, "Liktzon Amal yodid yemina, not cut off also his right hand." That's what happened to him. That's the pshat that the Beis Hamikdash was cried out. He should be thrown out. He was a rosh. He was bad. And that was his maskana. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Baruch Rachmona, who blessed is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to shakta li yisoch ish kfar bakoi. He took him out, limit for soyu. He took him out from his Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says, L'gmulai, l'shtachwin l'makusai. Feel like he was paid back his punishment of this world. Omer Rav Ashi, v'lehevi t'nilei t'tanan. So again, Omer Rav Ashi, v'lehevi t'nilei t'tanan. Like this Yisochom, this Kohen Gadol, did not even learn the Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, kvosim koidim lizim. The Pasuk says, lambs before goats, b'chol mokum. Yochel, I would have thought the same of Nation of Chorim, because maybe taka lambs are better. Tam Lemna, the Pasuk says, v'im keves, says secondly, v'im keves, v'lama sheshneim shkulim. They're both equal. Hasahadi stands back and say, Mashma lambs were better. Our Mishnah says, no, they're both equal. Ravina says, I feel mikra namalakar, didn't even learn chumash. The Zid the Pasuk says, in Kevis and Maze, Mashma, they're both equal. Kevis and Maze, they're both equal. Rashi's Vim Kevis, Hainu Kurodim, Astis, Gadoshman, Erev Shimish, Shinaim, Shkulim, Sivliel, Minei, Vavi, Kabonis, Yer Season. So they didn't even learn chumash either. Now the Gemara ends off, Omer, Rambalaz, Omer, Bechanino. Talmidei Chachamim Mad Mishalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim that learned the Torah, they are Mar B'Shalom in this world. Shenamar the Pasuk says, For Chol Bonayich Lemudi Hashem, For Rav Shalom Bonayich, Atikro Bonayich Elo Bonayich. Don't say Bonayich means your children, but rather Bonayich, people that build. Who are the people that build on this world? That's what Talmidei Chachamim. Every time we learn Torah, that's Mechazik the world, that keeps the world going. That was the Tanayin Sheshesh Mebreshes, Yerim Hashishi, the Torah, that keeps the world going. So the kids, so what's the binyan, what's the building of this world? Says Talmid Chachamim. So they are the ones that mar b'shalom b'yelam. The more Torah we have, the more or ha-Torah we have in the world, the more that's mar b'shalom in the world. Hadin alecha mevi yosher maslika lo mesechta krisis.